Moncrief on News Talk.
We're in the thick of gig season in Ireland, so many of them that there are reports that many big names are failing to sell out venues. So would value for money make a difference? If people go to see an artist, what are the expectations? Should the concert have a minimum duration? Should there be an encore? And if so, how many songs should it contain? Should there be a bit of audience interaction outside of mentioning Guinness and Shamrocks? Tonight, Lily Allen performs her album West End Girl in the Point Depot. Just the album. It lasts about an hour. There's no encore. There are plenty of tickets available. Pat Carty joins us now to hand out career advice to international superstars. Afternoon, Pat.
Yeah, how you doing, Sean? Not for the first time. They often call me. You know the way it is.
I would imagine so. So they're probably all recording this right now and getting their lawyers to look at it later on.
Miss Allen might be listening on the car radio, so let's take it easy with her.
In fairness to her, she has defended this, but she hadn't hidden it that this was what she was going to do.
No, she's done a few shows before, and I think she said it in interviews as well. I was doing a thing for The Hard Shoulder on your very fine radio station only a couple of weeks ago where we talked about Lily Allen. So there was a lot of people in News Talk who were excited about the show, who were going along. Now, the controversy has come up because, as you said, she did an hour-long show, and there was a guy who was at the O2 in London, the Spectator's opinion editor, Rupert Hawksley, who had paid for his ticket, he claims, and he was sitting up in the gods, and he had paid 80-something pounds sterling, which is not nothing. 86 pounds, it says here. And and the O2 is a big old barn, I know that. And so she did an hour. She came on. There was no support act. Now, in answer to that, she said she has a string quartet, I think, playing in the foyer or something like that. Hmm. I'm not positive about this, but this is what I think it is. And they do string arrangements of her older hits. So she comes on, she does this West End Girl album, which, as you say, is about 50 minutes to an hour. She does it, her claim is it's a theatrical show, it's done in three acts, and she goes through the album. Now, having listened to the album and the lyrical content of it, it would lend itself to that kind of show. You know, she's describing the breakup of her marriage and what happened. I would take issue with the fact there's no band there. She's singing to backing tapes, but that's just because I'm an old man. I'm used to going and seeing bands. Other people wouldn't have a problem with that. So the point I'm trying to make is that perhaps people would have been aware of this going in. Now, in fairness to your man, Hawksley, he says it was a great show. He said he really enjoyed it. He just thought it was a bit short. He thought that the fact that there was no audience interaction at all. But again, if Alan is talking about doing a theatrical show, if someone is doing Hamlet, you don't expect him to go, "Hello, Dublin," after, you know, doing To Be or Not To Be, you know. So if you see what I mean. So, you know, I mean, maybe in that case, you pay your money and you know what you're getting. Now, if I was going along to Lily Allen tonight and we did some back at a cigarette packet research earlier, and I think it's about 75 quid a ticket or something like that. I don't quote me on that.
I looked it up before we came in there. You can get them for half that now. But these are resale value tickets.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's say I paid 75 quid to get in and I wasn't aware of that at all. I had missed that memo. I didn't hear that she was only doing that. Would I be disappointed if I was a big fan of the woman and I was expecting her earlier hit singles? Yeah, I would be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the audience interaction, you know, I'm enjoying the Guinness and what did you say? Shamrocks as well.
Yes.
I wouldn't miss that too much. I don't need that, but I see where you're coming from. You know, I'm not trying to excuse her or defend her. I'm saying that she had said that it was a theater style show. You know, you go along to see, you know, something in the Abbey, you know how long it's going to be, that kind of thing, you know? So it's maybe a different story than going to see someone in a park in the sunshine.
Mm.
Do you see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
But I mean, I went to a Sunday night. I went to Paul Weller out in Fairview and he played for 2+ hours. It was hit after hit after hit. It was absolutely fantastic. But then I'm a fan of Paul Weller, you know, so that's a different story. Someone might go along to Lily Allen tonight and have their life changed by the show. I couldn't say.
Yes. But is there, you know, the way like Bruce Springsteen is, you know, 3.5 hours, everyone's like weeping and begging him to stop at the end of it. Is that too long?
No, not for me. But then I'm a huge fan of him. Now, he played last year. I went to see him, I think it was last year, maybe the year before. I saw him 7 or 8 times in the year. I followed him around Europe. you know. So I'd be the wrong fella to ask about that. Three and a half hours is probably not enough for me with Springsteen. And it was like, was I crying every night? Yeah, most nights. Yeah, probably was.
Yeah.
Was there drink involved? Absolutely there was.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, but you know what you're going to get there. But then Springsteen does other things. You know, I was thinking about that earlier. The one time I saw him inside. He was playing here in the Point or Three Arena, and he did a different show. He did a thing called the Seeger Sessions, which wasn't his normal stuff. And then he did an acoustic show himself. But you knew what you were getting. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't 3.5 hours that night. That was advertised as that beforehand. Whereas when you go to see him in wherever he was here the last time, the RDS, I think it was the RDS. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You know what you're getting, and you're expecting the 3 hours. And if he didn't do Born to Run and he didn't do Born in the USA, would you feel a bit shortchanged? Yeah, maybe some people would.
Mm.
But he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that because he knows what he's doing. It's the same with, you know, if you go to see the Rolling Stones, what's left of them, you know, they'll do Satisfaction. They'll do Jumpin' Jack Flash. You go to see U2, you're going to hear Pride. You're going to hear Where the Streets Are No Name because that's the show.
Mm.
You know, and maybe Bono interacts with the audience a bit too much. You know, I don't want to talk yourself out of work here, you know. So, you know, that's a different extreme there. But what do I think about Lily Allen about doing that? I don't know. Yeah, an hour seems very short to me. I was at Lana Del Rey in the Aviva Stadium last year. And I think that was last year. And I wouldn't be her number one fan. My daughter wanted to go. So that's why I was at it. And she played in a stadium now for about an hour and a quarter, I think it was. And it was a good show. It won me over. I thought the music was good. I thought the presentation was good. You know, it was all good. But I thought an hour and 15 minutes in a stadium was a bit. Now, I'm in a very privileged position. I got in for free because I was reviewing it. But if I had brought my daughter along and a ticket was 150 quid, so that's 300 quid before we leave the house, and then we might have a couple of drinks, you know, we'd have to get in and out of the place. It's a lot of money for an hour and a quarter.
Yeah. It is. And really, that's kind of, if it was in the context of a weekend festival and there's lots of people playing, that's one thing. But if you're just going to see that person.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I mean, she had a support act that day, but it was, and I'm not trying to, I can't remember the young woman's name and I have nothing against her at all, but she was singing to backing tapes. It was just someone running up and down the stage. I thought, well, they could have made more of an effort there. You know, and I thought an hour and a quarter, and the last 10 minutes, if I remember rightly, she was down shaking hands. You know, there wasn't really any singing. So you could add that into it as well. So, you know, I mean, as I say, it was a good show and she won me over and I gave her a good review. But I did mention that in the review that was a bit, you know, I would expect in a stadium context, you know, if you got any less than an hour and a half has to be the bare minimum. But I would expect 2 hours. You know, and that's what you normally get.
Yeah.
You know, again, I'm referring to Weller on Sunday night, 2 hours, all hits, great. Like, I'm going to see Elvis Costello this coming Sunday, and I would presume it'd be something like the same thing, you know?
Yeah. Now, that's got bad reviews so far.
It has, yeah, it has. It's got reviews pointing out bad. Again, now, I'm not, I love Aiken Promotions like family, so I'm not giving out about them at all. I'm talking about, you know, and I want to go to more shows after Sunday, so I'm not giving out about them at all. But the reviews I've seen of Elvis Costello have not been great. Yeah, Neil McCormack, who writes for, I think, is it The Telegraph, who I know a bit, and he's a huge Elvis Costello fan, has been for decades, and even he gave it a rough review. He said the sound wasn't great. He said Costello's voice wasn't fantastic. I see Elvis Costello defended himself on Twitter this morning saying, you know, because I have seen some good reviews as well. So I don't know. I'll make up my mind on Sunday.
Yeah.
You can read all about it, Sean, on Monday morning.
I'll look forward to it. And it's what? It's the first 10 years, is it, of his career?
Yeah, which is, you see, that's the thing. I mean, I think that with a lot of people, you know, I've seen Elvis Costello several times and he's been very, very good some of the times I've seen him. But I think when advertising with that for the first 10 years, because that's when all the hits were, you know, and that's what people remember. I think that's a good idea to sell a few tickets, I suppose. And it certainly worked in across the UK, as far as I know.
Yeah. Now, when people go on and they're just singing to backing tracks, now I know staging shows are expensive, but
yeah.
Is there a bit of taking the piss when you see that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, like, you know, it depends on the type of music you're talking about. If you go and see someone like Orbital or Fatboy Slim or someone like that, there's an element of that to the show, you know, that there's backing tracks and things like that. If you go and see, Paul Weller, sorry to keep mentioning him, but if you go and see Paul Weller, you don't expect that. You know, you expect a band, and that's what he gave us. So it's different for different artists. Personally, I don't like when that happens. I mean, one thing I remember is that, and this is a bit vague, but All Saints, if you remember All Saints, do you remember that band?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the Appleton sisters were in that, split off when they split, and they played at Oxygen or the Electric Picnic or one of them. I can't remember which one it was. And so they turned up in a tent to play, and tent was packed. You know, there were famous people. Everyone was gone, and they started playing, and the tapes broke down, I think, in the first or second song. And everybody started, everybody was drunk, so everybody started jeering. The tape started working again. I think they got through another song. They went down again. Everybody started jeering. They went a third time, and the Appletons gave up and walked off, and to howls of derision, and deservedly so, I think. So, you know, personally, I don't care for that backing tape messing. But, you know, other people, like, here's a good example. Kraftwerk played here not too long ago in the Borg Gosh Theatre. Now, a lot of Kraftwerk is on tape. It just is. But I've seen Kraftwerk live, and it's a fantastic experience. So it's different for everybody.
Mm.
You know, can that back in tapes thing work? Yeah. Would I prefer a band? Yeah, I would.
Yeah. And would you prefer an encore? Hmm. I know it's a kind of a, it's all very manufactured that they walk on and come back in on again.
Yeah, yeah.
But sure, you know, audiences expect that.
Well, I think a lot of bands, construct their set list with an encore in mind.
Hmm.
You know, so they might keep the big hit, you know, they might keep their Satisfaction or they might keep their Town Called Malice till the encore, you know. And so the encore is expected. And I've seen bands as well who've made a big deal out of saying, oh, this is the point where we normally walk off, but we love you so much, we're going to stay on and just play some more songs. That works as well, you know?
Yeah.
So I think encore, there's no contract here, but I think an encore is expected, yeah. I mean, I have seen bands who didn't say a word to the audience. That didn't really bother me too much. You know, it's a live context, it's a big celebration. Those stadium gigs, they're normally all about interacting with the audience, you know. So you have people like, I don't know, John Bon Jovi or someone like that, you know, whose bread and butter is dealing with the audience. And they're very good at it, these people. Springsteen is great at it. Bono is very good at it, you know. That's why they're so famous. They're really good at it. You know, in a different context, if you're in the Olympia and it's kind of more of a dark theatrical thing, maybe like Lily Allen's, you wouldn't expect people to be going, yeah, how you doing Dublin and all that kind of stuff. And it's okay. It's all about context, I think.
Yeah, I suppose it depends on the band. Kraftwerk probably wouldn't be great on the Hello Dublin.
Yeah, they weren't telling any mother-in-law jokes or anything like that when they were playing, you know. But, or if they were, it'd be the German joke about the sauerkraut or something like that. I don't know. But it's a different kind of thing. When you're at a festival, it's all about a kind of a celebration and we're all in it together and you'd kind of expect that. And something like Lily Allen doing this particular show, that wouldn't work at a festival, I don't think at all.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't have that kind of atmosphere. And also maybe I'm thinking, I know it's in the Three Arena tonight and that's because, you say maybe there's tickets left, but, you know, obviously we should play in the O2 in London. They must have sold some tickets. And maybe a show like that would work better in the context of a place like the Olympia or Vicar Street or something like that, because you'd expect maybe more theatrical elements to it. Hard to know, really, you know?
Yeah.
But I
having said all that, are there too many gigs on at the moment? Because I anecdotally, at least, you're hearing people are having to make decisions as to who they're going to go and see.
Well, there are so many at the moment. A recent thing for me was... Guns N' Roses played here a couple of weeks ago and I had put in to review it. And Guns N' Roses, the band themselves, not the promoters now, made the decision at a day or two before that they weren't letting media into it. I don't know why, for whatever reason. But at that stage, it was too late for me to try and go to Nick Cave that was on the same night. So you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much on. Like I think the outdoor gigs in Trinity are on this week or next week. I know the Ivy Garden series starts this week. The Fairview thing is just wrapped up. You have, I think, Take That are coming in to play. Is it Kroger, DeViva? I'm not sure. You know, there's so much on. Then you have the festivals as well. I'm going down to Forest Fest down in Emo because it's great. But you have Electric Picnic all together now, all the rest of them. It's so much. And, you know, and let's... remember, these tickets aren't cheap.
No. But is it a function of the fact that even big names don't make money from selling records anymore, so they have to do this?
Well, I think that's absolutely it. And I think that's why bands are certainly, maybe in the old days, you know, you might see them every 3 or 4 years. You see them much more frequently now because they're out all the time, because that's how to make money. You could argue, like Springsteen, that big Springsteen tour, which went on for nearly 2 years, I think, tickets were expensive for that. And he justified that by saying, look, he kind of intimated that this was the retirement fund for a lot of the people on the stage, you know, guys who've been with him for 50 years. I don't think we'll see Springsteen tour like that again. I'm sure we might see him again, but I don't think we'll see him do a two-year run like that again. I may be wrong. I've been wrong in the past. Who knows? But, you know, they have to, certainly for bands lower down, say the mid-tier bands, in the old days, they might have made a few bob from selling records. They don't make anything from it now. So that's why festival season would be so important to bands like that, that they'd get to go around and play all over the UK, play in Ireland, play in Europe, you know, and make a few bob and be able to keep going for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It's a different animal altogether than it was 30 years ago.
Yeah. You know? Somebody's just texting in to say, saw Elvis Costello last week in Glasgow. Sound was terrible, very disappointing. I've seen him a few times before and he was fantastic.
All I can say, I saw him in the Borgosh Theatre. That must be about 8 or 9 years ago. Fantastic night. I saw him in the National Concert Hall a couple of years ago. It was great. I know he played Vicar Street last year. I was away on holidays myself, so I didn't see it. But, you know, for me, seeing him for years, he's always been consistent. I'm looking forward to Sunday. What can I say? I'll sure make up my mind on Sunday evening.
I suppose so. Hopefully he'll be aware of all this. Excuse me. And
I'm sure he's listening as well, you know.
Yeah. Well, he will. I've no doubt when he's in the country that he will do that. Remember, he did live in Ireland for a while.
He did, and he used to turn up on John Kelly's show on the radio and take over.
Yeah.
So he knows a bit about DJing, all right.
He does.
With going to Elvis, see, I'm a big fan, so I'd be willing to give him the benefit of the doubt anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll see what the story is, you know.
Well, my claim to fame is that he used to be kind of around RTE a bit, and at the time when he was living in Ireland, I used to work in RTE, and we were kind of running around RTE trying to get to Vox Pop people, and Elvis Costello was there, and we walked into his dressing room, and he knew who I was.
Well, I tell you, I'm not trying to match you. I interviewed him once and I was a bit, I don't know what was going on, whether I was a bit nervous or something, but I got the name of two records wrong and said them something else. And he said, Jenny, that's much better than what I called it myself. I don't know what I'm going to do, Pat. I'm going to give you a ring the next time I'm making an album and you can tell me what it's called.
Right,
you know?
Okay.
So well, there you go.
Yeah,
nice fella.
Look forward to that phone call from him then, Pat. Thanks a million, as ever, Pat Carty there. Someone says, went to Stockholm Strawberry Arena last night to see System of a Down, supported by Queens of the Stone Age and Acid Bath. We paid €66 a ticket for the most amazing view. We're being ripped off here. For our stadium gigs. Another texter says, when it comes to attending gigs, I feel a lot of the enjoyment comes from how the performer or performers interact with their audience. Also, the venue is vital. I went to see the Spice Girls with my younger sister in 2018 in Croke Park, and it was a bit hit and miss. The sound was not great, and I love the Spice Girls. If it's a backing track, says somebody else, it's not a live concert. It's one of the reasons a lot of people like Later with Jules, everyone has to play live. My biggest concert disappointment was going to finally see Little Green Cars in Vicar Street. I hadn't heard their lead singer guitarist had left the band. Okay, well, I suppose that was bad news for you. Francis Black of the Pixies famously says absolutely nothing to the audience during his live shows, but it somehow works. Yeah, I suppose as Pat was saying there, it's kind of what you expect. Every boy band and girl band play to backing tracks, says Des. Yeah, indeed. My sister went to Garth Brooks in London last weekend. She said he sounded terrible. A lot of Irish flew over to see him, so I hope they weren't too disappointed. Metallica had no encore. No need. It was amazing. Someone else raving about Paul Weller, as Pat was. Taylor Swift usually plays for 3 hours. Value for money. Then again, those tickets ain't cheap, it must be said, as anyone knows who went to see her when she was here. Did you know, Lily Allen went to school in Leixlip when she was younger. Her film producer mother was working in Kildare. Why are most gigs on over the same couple of weeks? Well, I think Pat explained that. It's kind of festival season. And as he said in the case of Bruce Springsteen, a lot of Springsteen's band are getting on. And to an extent, it's a retirement plan for them.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. conversation that counts.